Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Diana.
This is our favorite day
and
of
Merry
the year,
Christmas
I think.
To everyone out there.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
All the listeners.
That's right. It's a great time of year. You know, it's always this whole season. You know, I always say I get on a Christmas kick. You know, I get really excited about Christmas.
You
and
do.
As it draws closer and closer, I get more excited. I can't focus on anything. I'm like a little kid that way.
Work it does not get done.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. It's a lot of fun. So this is our Christmas episode, I guess. And we're going to talk about what Christmas means to us.
Aww.
Yeah. What does Christmas mean to you, Diana?
Well, first and foremost, it's about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that then he, you know, of course, went on to die for our sins. And I know I say of course, but the gospel is very important to me and my faith. So Christmas is really important. It's, you know, not only a beautiful story, but it's an important truth.
Well, that was deep. Thank you. Yeah, that was great. Mine was fudge.
Fudge.
That's our Christmas. No, not really. But no, you are right. Definitely the biblical implication is very, very important. That would be the reason for the season.
Right.
In our household. But of course, the spirit of Christmas and giving is very important. And we do a lot of giving back,
a lot of
charitable things, you know, and I always encourage people not just to do it during the holiday season, but all year round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's one of your favorite things you did this year giving back, Diana?
What a great question. You know, giving time is very important to me. I used to work every day at a nonprofit organization that depended heavily on volunteers. So when I give my time just to an event, that's really important to me, or maybe singing at church, providing talent at church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of my favorite times of giving back this year, well, I have several, but really it's always just working with our School of Music and the kids, you know, and I conduct the orchestra that we have for the kids, and it's always a lot of fun to work with them. And, you know, some people that work with me otherwise say, how do you have time still to teach lessons and work with kids? And I always say, well, that's one of the most important things that I do, you know, because they are the future. So before I go into song, we better move on. Okay, so what's one of your favorite Christmas memories, Diana?
You know, I think I might have said this before, but my grandparents played such a huge role in my life growing up, and Christmas time, it was really special to go to their house, particularly my mom's parents. We spent a lot of time there on Christmas Day and had dinner, of course, and they had stockings for each of the kids, and they just made it very magical, and they focused on the gospel as well with Christmas. So it was really, really nice to go to my grandparents.
Very cool. You know, one of my favorite memories is back when I was a kid. Things are always simpler, you know, when you're a kid and you don't realize really what's going on in the world. But obviously, I was raised in the 80s on a farm during the farm crisis, and that was a tough time. But my favorite memories, you know, are little things like, you know, literally driving along the highway or driving along a country road, actually a gravel road, and finding a Christmas tree and cutting it down out of a ditch. You know, which there are people who still do that, you know, and I think that's just one of my fond memories. We always did that as a family, and that was just how you got your Christmas tree, you know, and that was really cool, but it was a simple thing. You know, I remember the last tree you and I bought at a tree farm was like several $100.
Yes.
You know, so things have changed a little bit, but keeping it simple at Christmas, I think, is important, and just remembering the spirit of the season.
Yes.
So we hope you have a Merry Christmas today, and we hope that you enjoy and remember the reason for the season all year round.
That's right.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.